Our Lord had this to say to those who were claiming to be religious but who would not have any faith in him, as recorded in the Gospel of John. If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. There is another who bears witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witnesses of me is true. You have sent to John, and he has borne witness to the truth. Yet I do not receive testimony from man, but I say these things that you may be saved. He was a burning and shining lamp, and you were willing for a time to rejoice in his light. But I have a greater witness than John's, for the works which the Father has given me to finish, the very works that I do bear witness of me, that the Father who has sent me, bear witness of me that the Father has sent me. And the Father himself who sent me has testified of me. You have neither heard his voice at any time nor seen his form, but you do not have his word abiding in you, because whom he sent, him you do not believe. You search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and these are they which testify of me. But you are not willing to come to me that you may have life. We come to celebrate a God this morning who sent us his own Son as Savior, who sacrificed his own Son that we might escape our sin debt. He gave us two great gifts which are incomparably great. He gave us the very word of Scripture, which tells us the truth. In a world that says, what is truth? We have the word of truth. And he gave us his own Son who died for our sins. Dear Father, may our worship this morning be pleasing to you. May the word which is spoken here be the word of truth. May the singing which happens here be words of praise to you, joining the heavenly chorus. May the baptisms which take place today effectively bring into the body of Christ new souls for the glory of Jesus. May we celebrate the Lord's Supper in remembrance of who it is that we worship. In Jesus' name we ask all these things. Amen.